wallpaper.
Carolyn Chase moved easily through the crowd, stopping occasionally to speak with one of the guests attending the Black Tie Gala in a downtown Washington, D.C. hotel. With her mane of long blonde hair, large voluptuous chest, huge fat bottom, and a pretty, if not beautiful, face, she caused more than one guy's head to turn that evening. And as usually the case at events like this one, several notes with phone numbers were surreptitiously slipped into her hand, accompanied by a wink and a nod. Carolyn didn't particularly care for these political fundraisers, but when you were a model scrounging for work, you took what was available when it was available. Her agency had gotten a call that 20 pretty plump women between 25 and 35 were needed to dress up what could have been a rather drab affair. So Carolyn, along with a score of other young women, were mingling with the D.C. big shots as the wheels of government were being greased with big money that was flowing in from all over the country. Wallpaper. That's what the girls called themselves, because they were there to be seen and not heard. And to be perfectly blunt, just plain look pretty for the big spenders who had flown in from every part of the country. It usually took a lot to impress Carolyn. After all, the president himself had once made a pass at her, so it took more than a handsome face to wind the stem of her watch. So, as she was taking a sip of her champagne, she was stunned when her eyes locked with a not particularly good-looking man who quite simply took her breath away. She shivered uncontrollably for a second, and much to her consternation, he slowly began wending his way across the room towards her. She took another drink of wine while trying to figure out who this short little dark-haired man could be, but before it registered in her mind, he was in front of her and quietly introduced himself. I couldn't help but notice such a beautiful woman standing all alone, so please let me introduce myself. My name is Brandel Lincoln, but all my friends call me Bran. Carolyn's knees immediately went weak as the dark flashing eyes of Brandel Lincoln bored hard into her own while she stammered, It's so nice to meet you, Mr. Lincoln. I've read so much about you. Everything good, I hope, he replied with a laugh. But please call me Bran. And your name is? Oh, I'm sorry, she gushed. My name is Carolyn, Carolyn Chase. They both took sips of their drinks before Brandel Lincoln gently took Carolyn by the arm and whispered, Come with me. There's something I just have to do. Carolyn was used to being around the powerful elite, the so-called alpha males of business and politics, but this was the first time that she had ever been around someone so powerful and magnetic as Brandel Lincoln. And with good reason, too, because if what everything she read was true, he was the second or third richest man in the world and capable of getting just about anything he wanted. While still trying to clear her mind, he led her onto a deserted terrace at the far end of the ballroom, and after pulling her around the corner behind a tall stone column, he casually, as you please, pulled up the front of her dress and slid his hand inside of her panties and furiously fingered her to a stunning orgasm. As he stood only 5 feet 8 inches tall, she had no trouble burying her face into his shoulder to muffle the sounds of her scream as the climax shook her to the core. He chuckled softly into her ear and whispered, I always get what I want, and I want you, so be a good girl and get on your knees. Normally, Carolyn would have slapped the face of anyone who would even hint at such a crude offering, but for some reason she knew that to resist would have been more than futile. So if in a trance, she dropped to the cool marble floor and took Brandel Lincoln's large, thick penis into her mouth and sucked him to a hard, quick ejaculation. 2 minutes later, they were gazing out at the shimmery moonlight bouncing off the Potomac River, and as if he had taken her for his own, Brandel Lincoln let his hand roam up and down Carolyn's big ass while asking, Do you have a passport, Carolyn? Shaking her head from side to side, she said no, and much to her shock, he pulled a cell phone out of his pocket, and while she watched with her mouth agape, he said into the receiver, Bill, this is Brand Lincoln. I need a favor. Get a passport made for Carolyn Chase. She has a Maryland driver's license. Get her picture and all the pertinent info from the Maryland DMV, and have it at my private plane at National in 2 hours. You can? Good, and thanks, buddy. I never forget a favor. Yeah, Paris, we're leaving at midnight. See ya. Even from listening to only Brandon Lincoln's half conversation, Carolyn knew right away that she was going on a trip overseas, and incredible as it seemed, it was with one of the world's richest men. While the limousine slid silently through the Washington night, Brandon Lincoln pushed Carolyn back down on the seat, and after gently spreading her thick legs, buried his face into her dripping pussy, bringing her to a convulsive orgasm within only a matter of seconds, while her cunt hurtled out of control under the insistent tonguing from the pussy-hungry tycoon. "Have you ever been to France?" he asked, between licks. "No," she panted, as his tongue wrapped itself around her very erect clit. "I've never been to Europe, period." "You're in for a real treat because we'll be staying at my permanent suite in the Ritz." Carolyn was about to respond, but just as she tried opening her mouth, her pussy erupted in yet another brutal climax that had left her a disheveled mess in the corner of the back seat. She glanced up just in time to see the image of Brandon Lincoln's private 737 coming into view, and as she sat up and smothered her wrinkled dress, he gave her a quick kiss on the cheek and offered, "After we get on the plane, Erica will get you settled. I have some phone calls to make, but we'll be with you shortly, okay?" As they climbed in the portable stairs to the cabin, Carolyn simply nodded her head and replied, "Okay." "Follow me, ma'am," Erica said evenly. "I'll be your flight attendant for the trip to Paris, so if there's anything you need, just ask." Carolyn trailed after the young blonde all the way up to the rear of the plane, and after knocking softly on a door, she slowly pushed it open and ushered her inside, where, too much to her stunned surprise, she found a very pretty brunette sleeping in the middle of the huge circular bed. "Who's that?" Carolyn stammered. "Her?" Erica asked. "That's just Melinda. She pretty much goes wherever Mr. Lincoln goes." "I don't know if I should be in here," Carolyn whispered. "Three's a crowd." "Oh, please," Erica replied while rolling her eyes. "You're talking about the richest man in the world. Believe me, honey, this bed had a lot more than three people in it, and I am in a position to know." Carolyn turned to face Erica, and the look on her face told her everything she needed to know, and with a little shake of her head, she dropped her jacket and began to undress. "Is that you, Bron?" the sleepy brunette said between yawns. "Hurry up, I really need it bad. What in the heck took you so long?" Now standing there totally naked, Carolyn wasn't quite sure what to do next, but in a soft voice replied, "Brandel isn't here yet. I hope I'm not intruding, but Erica said this is where I was supposed to be." With her head quickly clearing, the brunette sat up to reveal a huge chest that swayed back and forth, even with the slightest movement, and in a pleasant voice offered, "I'm Melinda, and you're?" "Oh, I'm Carolyn, Carolyn Chase," she replied. "It's nice to meet you." "Where are you from, Carolyn?" Melinda asked. "Right here in D.C. She replied, "Are you sure you don't mind my being here?" "Look," Melinda replied quickly, "neither of us has anything to say about it. This is all brand show. So either go along or get out. It's as simple as that." Now, giving the room a once-over, Carolyn was stunned again to see how expensively it was appointed. And when she returned her attention to Melinda, she gasped to see the big-titted brunette fingering her hairy pussy while sucking on one of her big nipples. "Oh my," Carolyn whispered. "May I join you?" "Yes," Melinda replied softly. "Suck Mama's hot pussy for her." Carolyn was a neophyte at cunt lapping, but like most women, she knew exactly what buttons to push, and in only a matter of minutes, she had Melinda squirming her tight ass all over the bed as a stunning orgasm ripped through her convulsing pussy. "Jesus Christ," she moaned while still cupping her big boobs. "That was unreal. Now it's my turn to do you. Quick, get on your back and spread 'em." Still a little unsure of herself and even a little bit more unsure of how Melinda would react to her plump body, Carolyn thought about it for a second, but the ache in her cunt was so intense that she finally flopped down with her legs splayed wide apart in anticipation of the tonguing she knew was coming. She closed her eyes, expecting a warm mouth to be pressed against her mom's. But much to her complete surprise, when she opened her eyes, Melinda was in the final stages of attaching a brutal-looking strap-on dildo to her loins, and after one last tug, she quickly mounted Carolyn and drove the thick spike deep into her drenched pussy. Carolyn's whole body was in the advanced state of sensory overload, but as Melinda began smoothly stroking in and out of her, she began responding like always, as wave after wave of pleasure radiated from her white-hot pussy, until finally sending her over an orgasmic cliff that left her literally mewling like a baby as her climax shuddered through her helpless cunt. Melinda collapsed on top of Carolyn, and the two women kissed each other deeply while still gently grinding their cunts together, which induced Carolyn to one more soft and gentle climax. They were just about to fall into a deep, restful sleep when the door to the bedroom slid open and Brenda Lincoln slipped inside while commenting, "So you two have already met. That's good, because we have a long flight ahead of us." The two women, still entangled in each other's arms, could only smile and relish the thought, but it was Melinda who piped up, "Brent, just look at her fat ass, so nice and smooth, just the way you like them." The swarthy tycoon eyed Carolyn's fat butt hungrily as he stripped out of his clothing, and while Melinda guided her mouth one more time to her hot pussy. Randall Lincoln mounted her from behind and began a vicious assault on her cunt that left her screaming into Melinda's hot cunt. After it was over, she collapsed in the middle of the bed as Brandel and Melinda each took a nipple into their mouth and began